This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
When was the first oil well dug in Canada? According to Parks Canada, in 1858 near Oil Springs, Ontario, James M. Williams dug the first oil well in the country and later established a refinery in Hamilton. In 1861, John Shaw, by drilling into rock, opened the first flowing well. From these beginnings developed one of Canada's most important industries. Since that shovel first pierced the ground, Canadians have become somewhat obsessive when it comes to following the oil markets. And justifiably so, as energy makes up 8% of Canadian GDP, 18% of the S&P/TSX Composite Index, and historically accounts for much of the movement of the loonie relative to the US dollar. So if we're going to have a view on Canadian equities, the economy, or currency, we'd better have a view on oil as well. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of June 27th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Following the worst of the COVID lockdowns, we've seen oil prices range from minus $37 a barrel to a high of $123 a barrel, as measured by the West Texas Intermediate price per barrel of crude. At time of recording, oil prices as measured by WTI remain above $100 a barrel, while gasoline prices across the country average $2.06 a liter, including taxes. Energy prices have contributed to the higher inflation seen in Canada and around the world. So what has driven the price higher, and where do we go from here? Put rather simply, the direction for the price of crude tends to be driven by two key factors. First is speculative position by investors. In other words, where is the market pushing the price? This is measured by non-commercial interest in crude futures. Think of this as those investors betting on the direction for the price in oil, but not wanting to actually own physical oil. These investors tend to go long or short crude futures based on their views. Historically, the long and short positions in crude futures by speculators have been a good leading indicator to the price trend. Interestingly, we're seeing mixed signals from speculators. Short position is near its lowest levels in the last 5 years, telling us that speculators don't want to bet that the price is going to fall. Meanwhile, long position is also at its lowest level in 5 years, telling us that speculators don't want to bet that the price will go higher. With the speculators clearly out of the market, that means the key driver to price is supply and demand. In periods of excess supply, as in 2014 or 2020, the price tends to fall. In periods of excess demand, as in 2005 through 2007, or 2021 through to today, prices tend to rise. Now, the war in Ukraine and sanctions against Russia, the third largest producer of oil, has contributed to crude price inflation, but don't be swayed. Oil prices were heading higher regardless of the war. The lack of new investment in oil production since the last price collapse in 2014 has led to a very tight market for crude over the past year. The cartel OPEC Plus has been increasing production steadily since 2021, but future increases are limited as they're starting to bump up against capacity limitations. Simply put, there's only so much oil they can pump. We're starting to see supply pressures ease modestly as U.S. crude production has picked up by about 1.6 million barrels a day, alongside 422 more rigs in production since the COVID low. Oil companies, however, are not in a rush to make significant new investments on the risk that they might run into the exact same problem that they faced in 2014, a global oil glut creating a price crash. What is interesting is that this price dynamic today is occurring in a slowing global economy. And remember, China hasn't completely reopened. What happens to demand when the Chinese economy is back in full swing, with its demand back to 14 million barrels a day and increasing? A recession could ease demand and help prices lower, but that's not our base case. At the beginning of the year, my range for crude was $70 to $110 a barrel. Given the supply and demand, along with the macro environment over the next year, I would raise my target to between $85 and $120 per barrel, with the risk over the next 2 to 3 years leaning to the upside. The conclusion here is that this should bode well for the energy sector, the S&P/TSX Composite Index, as well as the loonie. Now, there's a saying in the industry, the cure for high oil prices might just be high oil prices. This time, however, it may be a little bit more complicated. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.